This is an executive summary of defer capital gains on a business sale, your accurate options, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. If you've sold a business and want to defer the capital gains tax, start with one correction: a 1031 exchange does not apply to a business sale. Section 1031 defers gain only on like-kind real property, not the goodwill, equipment, or equity that make up most of a business sale gain. The accurate options are: a qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, under IRC Section 1400(c)(2), where you reinvest the realized gain within 180 days to defer it, and often into real estate, with potential tax-free appreciation after 10 years, an installment sale under IRC Section 453, which spreads the gain over the years you receive payments, and the QSBS exclusion under IRC Section 1202 if your sale was of qualifying small business C Corp stock. The right mix depends on how the deal is structured, asset versus stock sale, and the character of the gain. CUFs are securities sold to accredited investors after a suitability review. This is educational information, not tax advice. Confirm with your CPA. A business sale generates gain from several sources: goodwill and intangibles, equipment and other personal property, inventory, and often equity in the company itself. IRC Section 1031 defers gain only on an exchange of like-kind real property held for investment or business use. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.